It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1774. What You Should Know About Index Funds by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Happy Monday and happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, sometimes a little too enthusiastically. And I'm going to enthusiastically jump right into our next post as we optimize your life. What You Should Know About Index Funds by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. Social Security was never meant to be the primary source of retirement income for people. But unfortunately, many who retire do just that. It's important to invest for retirement. And you might want to consider an index fund, which is one of several options for you. Back in 1975, John Bogle unveiled the first index fund, and very few people could have predicted the investing revolution that would follow. In the last 40-plus years, index funds and ETFs, or exchange-traded funds, have grown immensely popular, taking nearly half of all U.S. investing dollars. Whether you're new to investing or a seasoned veteran, index funds are one of the best investment vehicles on the market today. Let's take a look at what index funds are and the advantages that they offer investors. What is an index fund? Index funds are pools of investments that track a particular market index. For example, the S&P 500 index funds track the S&P 500 index. There are separate index funds for each type of market index. Here are a few of the most popular market indexes for index funds to track: Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ Composite Index, Russell 1000 Index, Russell 2000 Index, 10-Year Treasury Note Yield Index, 30-Year Treasury Bond Yield Index, Gold or Silver Index, and Oil Index. Index funds are designed to match the performance of whichever index they're tracking. So if the S&P 500 is up 12% for the year, the S&P 500 index funds will have a very similar return, minus expense ratios or broker's fees. They can also perform better or worse than the average, depending upon the ratio of each stock held. How do index funds minimize risk while cutting costs? Index funds offer two huge benefits. They reduce your risk and your expenses. Let's take a look at why that's the case. Minimizing risk. Do you know why index funds are considered one of the best ways to reduce your risk as a stock market investor? Because when you invest in individual stocks, your success or failure is entirely wrapped up in one company's performance. But as an index fund investor, you're essentially betting on the economy as a whole. Here's a way to picture it. When you invest in an S&P 500 index fund, it's no problem if one of the stocks drops significantly. As long as the overall market rises, then your portfolio should increase too. Over time, many investors have found it to be a good bet. The S&P 500 has averaged an annual return of nearly 10% since it started back in 1957. Cutting costs. Index fund investing is often called passive investing. With an actively managed fund, managers have to make decisions about what stocks will be part of the investment portfolio. With an index fund, they simply track a market index. Because of this, they don't need to pay fund managers to pick the stocks to make up the fund. Because it's not actively managed, index funds can offer much lower expense ratios than the typical actively managed fund. An expense ratio is the percentage of a fund's assets that are used to pay for things like the administration and management of the fund, as well as advertising, marketing, and other expenses it takes to operate the fund. While actively managed mutual funds generally charge from 0.5% to 1.5%, index funds often have ratios below 0.2%. you're basically saving about 2 to 7 times in expenses. Why fund expenses matter? The expense differences described might seem minimal, but they can make a big difference over time. For example, let's say that you invest $500 per month in both an index fund and a mutual fund over 30 years. Let's also assume that both funds net you a 10% annual rate of return, but the index fund has an expense ratio of 0.15% and the mutual fund's expense ratio is 0.9%. That's a difference of 0.75%. It drops the overall return of the index fund to 9.85% and the mutual fund to 9.2%. It might not sound like a big deal, but it could be more significant than you think. Using the compound interest calculator from investor.gov, we would see that the index fund would grow to $967,000 over 30 years. And the mutual fund? Its final value would total just over $840,000. That's a difference of $124,000 in your retirement portfolio, all due to a cost difference of only 0.75%. And remember, those calculations only take expense ratios into account. Mutual funds that charge expensive sales loads will compare even less favorably to index funds. Consider these loads to be a commission paid to buy or sell mutual fund shares. Do index funds perform well? Index funds have lower expense ratios, but how do they perform compared to actively managed mutual funds? Well, an index fund will generally match the index. It could vary a little depending on the ratio of stocks owned. If stock A has the highest rate of return and you own a greater percentage than is represented in the fund, then there's a good chance that the index fund will outperform the index. However, SPIVA statistics shows 82.14% of actively managed funds have underperformed the S&P 500 over the past 5 years. So outperforming the market is the exception rather than the rule. It turns out the average Joe isn't the only investor who struggles to outperform market indexes. So-called expert fund managers do too. So passive investing is not only more cost-effective than active investing, but you'll typically enjoy better portfolio performance as well. If you're ready to start index fund investing, I recommend opening a brokerage account, choosing a market index that you'd like to invest in, and finding the specific index fund that your broker offers, which tracks that particular index. You just listened to the post titled, What You Should Know About Index Funds, by Kimiko of thebudgetmom.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD. for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. As a lover of index funds myself, I really enjoyed this summary of why they're so awesome. I'll add here that another benefit to index funds is that they're self-cleansing. When any individual holding loses value, at a certain point, it'll be delisted from the index and replaced by stocks that are performing better. And when it comes to returns and trying to beat the market, because I'm investing for the long term, I simply don't need to beat the market. I'm happy with matching the market to meet my financial goals. When it comes to investing, I've put a much bigger focus on how much I'm investing rather than the returns on those investments. Think of it this way. Let's say there's a super savvy investor who hits big with a 50% return on his $100 investment. He ends the year with $150. It's a fantastic return. But I will still make out better with my market matching 10% return if I invest $150. I'll end the year with $165. I'm passive about the actual investing part, but I'm very active in the areas of increasing my income and reducing my expenses. This is the aspect of money management that I have the most control over, so I feel that it's worth the majority of my time. I also think keeping things simple makes my strategy more sustainable as it allows me to be consistent. I focus on fully funding retirement vehicles and keeping a healthy emergency/opportunity fund. It might not sound as sexy as optimizing short-term investment returns, but it's guaranteed to help me reach my long-term financial goals. Even Warren Buffett is on board with index funds. He says, quote, "A low-cost index fund is the most sensible equity investment for the great majority of investors. By periodically investing in an index fund, the know-nothing investor can actually outperform most investment professionals," end quote. That's a wrap for another Monday show. Have a great rest of your day and start to your week. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.